Father's Day, we want to honor fathers, but we also want to honor men in general. Maybe you don't have kids, maybe you didn't want to, maybe you couldn't, whatever. Maybe you're single and you don't, but we want to honor men. And we want to talk about that a little bit today. I don't know if you've ever noticed on TV and in some of the movies, it's mostly on the TV shows, they make the man out to be kind of a bumbling fool. I don't know if you've noticed that. As much as it is funny, I actually know people that are like that because they've believed the lie. They've believed that this is what men do because they learn. And we learn all our stuff from TV. We learn all our stuff from social stuff. We learn it all from our society. And so when our society says a man acts like that, that's what we go with. That's what most people go with. That's what the majority of people go with. Not everyone, but a lot. And so they paint this picture that he doesn't know how to deal with anything. He can't deal with emotions. He can't deal with anything other than fixing a car, fishing, right? I don't fish. I fish at Costco in the aisle. They're right there. They jump right out at you. So why wouldn't I do that? I hunt at Costco. So people who hunt, I can't shoot another animal or kill anything. But if it's for food, I understand that part of it. But I can't do it. I just can't look into that, the eyes. Anyways, I don't want to talk about watching sports. You guys, I'm a hardcore sports fan, right? No. Sorry. I like hockey. That is it. I used to play golf. I was quite good at it, and now I can't because I'm horrible at it. So I won't do it if I can't do it well. And so I have a nice set of clubs that are shiny, and I need to practice a lot more to be manly and play golf. But I have a hard time with that. And then they look at the man as like a beer drinking, talking over the fence kind of guy. Everybody stands out there and grunts and shows back hair and whatever else they do. My back hair is longer than your back hair. I don't know what those guys do, but anyways, I'm sure that's what they're doing. But men are kind of put into this, and I believe that men are more than that. You don't have to be a father to be an example to other men, and to especially younger ones. The Bible talks about being a righteous man, and it's not talking about whether you are perfect or not. Too many times people think that scriptures are talking about you being perfect, the righteous, the holy, the all this. You are not perfect. But what it's really talking about is character. Character. Not whether you're perfect. You could have great character and still make mistakes. Okay? So realize when the Bible talks about being righteous and holy and all that, they're not saying you're perfect and that you have to be perfect. We strive to be better. We work hard at that, but you're not perfect. It's really talking about what kind of example are you around others. It's talking about what kind of man are you. How are you in private compared to public? Are you a man of your word? Are you fair? Are you loving? Today, I want to talk about what a righteous man knows and what a righteous man is. A righteous man firstly knows who he is, within himself and with God. We struggle throughout our whole lives to figure out who we are. It starts as a young person in elementary school because you're first, in front of all these other kids from everywhere else. You're wondering, where do I fit? And then as you get into teenage years, you wonder, what's going on? Who am I? How do I fit in here in this group of people? And then as you get through high school in your teenage years, which can either be okay or a nightmare or just, whatever, or it can be great, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. There's a lot going on there. You get into being a young adult. What do I have to be as a young adult? What the choices now, compared to when I graduated from high school, are massive. Some of the jobs that these kids are going for, I didn't know existed. Because they've got information at their fingertips. They can find out anything and become anything they would ever want to be. They can do it. So if you got a kid that says, I just don't have any talents, I guarantee you there's something out there for that person. Guarantee you. And then you go through your, we'll just scoot up a little bit, you young adults, and you go into your midlife and you're hopefully have got something sorted out. You still want to get the band back together again. Right? And you get the long hair and rock it out. I don't know if that applies to the younger people, but you think, oh, I remember that. You hear a song and you mention a name and everybody goes, who? And you're like, are you kidding me? They're legends. What? No, I've never heard of them. Well, you need to listen to the radio, but you can't because it's not on there. So I don't know what to say. You talk about bands, you talk about people, and no one knows who they are. I give you lots of examples of that, but you know, you have them yourself. You've experienced it if you're in that mid-group or have been there. And then as you move up into your senior years, you wonder, how can I contribute? What can I give back? Where's my place? We're always trying to figure out who we are. A righteous man knows who he is in Christ. A strong man is accountable to others, to himself, to God. He is not an island unto himself. He has people around him. He admits when he makes mistakes. Gentlemen, it's hard, isn't it? It's hard to admit. He asks for directions. I will drive 5 hours in the wrong direction sometimes before I'll ask for directions. Michelle's like, just pull over. No. I know where I'm going. And meanwhile, I'm going, you have no idea where you're going. That's what men do. We do this to ourselves. It's this internal thing. How many, when you bring something home from IKEA, you throw it on the ground, like, I can put this together. I don't need the instructions. You throw it over there. There's all these screws left over. I'm like, Michelle, they gave us spares. She's like, I'm pretty sure that, why don't you just read the directions? I'm like, it's a square box. I can put a box together, Michelle. Just don't ask me to do crown molding. Can't do that. And then I always come up with extra parts. These aren't important. I throw them in a box. You all got a box of screws that came from new stuff. I know, right? And they even write in some of them, spare parts. So here's your spare parts. All these other ones are to be used. And I'm like, but they gave me more. It's awesome. What's going to happen with these screws when you've put them in? So you put your screws in, you've got all these spares. When are you taking them out? Why would they give you so many spares? It's the logic, right? We just sit there, well, they gave us spares. The people in the factory said, this guy deserves more of those. So he throws them in. Men know who they are in Jesus. They know that when they know that God is their creator, when they understand who they are in him, they walk a little different, they talk a little different, they look a little different, they live life a little different. You need to know this morning, man or woman, that you have been made to do incredible things. You have been made to do incredible things. In a day and age where you can do anything you want, within seconds, you can order something online and it's at your doorstep within a couple days. Just order it. It's there. You don't even have to walk out. You can do anything you want and be anything you want to be. You have a unique and special God-given talent, each and every one of you. No one's the same. So don't look down upon yourself. Use it. Use that ability. Use that talent and know who you are. You are a child of God, and he wants to do incredible things in your life. But there's one thing you have to do. There's one thing you have to do. You have to ask for directions. Men, you're not good at it. We're not good at it. Men like to control. But a man who knows who he is releases that control. And we struggle with it. Some days we're good, and some days we're not so good. Secondly, a righteous man knows what he's here for. And don't get me wrong, in all of this, you'll have ups and downs. You'll struggle to figure these out. But when you get there, you'll know. So you know what you're here for. Men need to know what their role is in life. We ask ourselves questions like, why am I here on earth? What is my purpose? I don't know if you've noticed it, but men are very different from women. Have you noticed? Yeah. Men like to fix things. We like to fix stuff. And I'm not just talking about cars. I'm not just talking about that. When your wife, your mother, your sister, anyone you know, girlfriend, whatever, comes to you and says, someone did me wrong, what does a man do? I'll fix that. Where is he? I'll deal with it, right? We want to fix it. Have you ever looked into a man's face when you're talking about feelings, ladies? It's pretty... Yeah, that's the one. But I just want to tell you how I feel. Yeah, okay. And then she tells you, but, baby, if you would just do this, problem solved, right? No, you're not listening. No, I'm hearing it. And no, that's not what I mean. Here's how I feel. And you're like, feelings. There's only a couple, right? Happy and angry. There's nothing else, right? So, but you can look at their face, and I've seen it, and I won't give you any examples, but I've seen it, and I know, I'm thinking of a specific situation, and I knew what was happening, and it was said, you know, this is how women do things, blah, 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 and they're just like, you could tell, nobody was, we don't understand what that means, right? And so when communicating to men, it's different. And ladies, I know, like Michelle and I will talk, and I'm like, she's like, no, you're not getting it. And I'm like, no, I don't think I am, inside. But I'm like, seriously, man, just deal with it. It'll be over. And she's like, no, I just want to express myself. Okay, I get it. You've expressed it. Never tell a woman her feelings are wrong. I'm going to tell you that right now. Never say that. Experience, young people, anyone who's not married, their feelings are always right for eternity, okay? It's not that they're all, I just didn't understand them. I'm getting way better as I mature and grow wiser. You get gray hair. You start to realize that you can't fix everything. Sometimes men... it just needs to be expressed. I know inside you're going, no, sometimes it doesn't. Yes, it does. And sometimes you just can't fix it. And I know some of you men are saying, well, I know you can't fix it, but I sure can. So, and I know that's going through your head because that's what I would be doing if somebody was telling me the same thing. I'd be like, step aside, son. We're going to have a little chat. This is how we're going to fix it. But we just instantly go there because what do we want to do? Ugh, fix, now, done, move on. That's what we do. But you can't fix it. Sometimes you just can't. And that's okay. It's okay to be that way. But don't stay there. Over time, we will learn, ladies, we will learn to balance it out. I promise you. The next time your wife is talking to you, or your sister, or your significant, the woman in your life is talking to you and they're telling you their feelings, just really concentrate on what the words they're saying and don't think about anything else than what they're saying. Even if you don't understand it, ask them to help you because it will. They will. We communicate so differently. It's so interesting that God put a man and a woman, two completely different people, and said, hey, I got a great idea. Let them cohabitate together. You know, sometimes you think the two opposites, thinking, feelings, all that's every way, and they put them to live together. That's dangerous. Dangerous, but it works. But know the real reason why you've been put here on earth. The real reason is this, and this goes out to everyone. Matthew 22, 36 to 40 says, Jesus replied, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment. And the second is like it. Love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these commandments. This is why you are here. This is why. Everything else is secondary. Your job, what you do, whatever it is, that's all secondary. Love the Lord your God and love your neighbor as yourself. That is the greatest commandment ever. Don't worry about the rest of it. That's why you're here. A righteous man, thirdly, knows which direction he is going. Scripture gives us some great examples of being confident in God's direction. And I'm going to read a few of them to you. 2 Timothy chapter chapter 1, verse 12, it says, I couldn't be more sure of my ground. The one I've trusted in can take care of what he's trusted me to do right to the end. These are in the Message. And the reason why I went to the Message translation today is because it explains it really plainly, really clean, without going into the background. It just states it. Boom, it's there. When Job was suffering, when he was in pain and depression and his faith was just, it was intact, but it was he was having a hard go, he still called out and said, still I know that God lives. The one who gives me back my life, and eventually he'll take his stand on earth. That's Job 19, 25, 27. And the apostle John put it this way. Here's how we can be sure that we know in the right way. Keep his commandments. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Keep his commandments. So how do we find this direction? Well, Proverbs chapter 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your paths. Bingo. Proverbs chapter 3, in the Message, verses 5 to 12 says this. Trust God from the bottom of your heart. Don't try to figure out everything on your own. Okay? Remember, don't try to ask for help, ask for direction. Listen for God's voice in everything you do, everywhere you go. He's the one who will keep you on track, not 5 hours in the wrong direction. Don't assume that you know it all. Excuse me? I thought we did. No, we don't. Run to God. Run from evil. Your body will glow with health. Your very bones will vibrate with life. Honor God with everything you own. Give him the first and the best. Your barns will burst. Your wine vats will brim over. I don't know if you guys have any wine vats, but they're supposed to brim over. Don't, dear friend, resent God's discipline. Don't sulk under his loving correction. It's the child he loves that God corrects, and a father's delight is behind all this. You can break this whole, I'm going to do this sermon another time, but this is a sermon within a sermon. And it's three things from Scripture. It's listen, it's be humble. So listen for God's voice in everything you do. Don't assume you know it all, be humble. And honor God with everything you own. Honor him. Three, right there. What a great, pretend you didn't hear that. I'm going to bring that up another time. Simply put, those three things, listen, be humble, and honor God with your lives. We do this by reading Scripture. We do this by prayer. And we do this by loving our neighbor as ourself. Do we love our neighbor as ourself? It's hard. Proverbs 1, how blessed is the man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked, nor stand in the path of sinners, nor sit at the seat of scoffers. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. Meditates. He can mediate too, but he should meditate on it. He will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yield its fruit in its season, and its leaf does not wither. And in whatever he does, he prospers, for the Lord knows the way of the righteous. How blessed is a man who does not walk in the counsel of the wicked. Men, you have a high calling. Young men, middle-aged men, older men, you have a high calling. And you can do anything you put your mind to, but it starts with listening and asking for direction. And once you find your direction, nothing can stop you and nothing can stop a righteous man. This morning, we want to celebrate you and we want to build you up and encourage you. And this is why we have some Dad's Root Beer. We have a chip bar for you and we want you to partake in that. So this morning, I'm going to pray for you and then I want you to just get up there. We're going to close out with just music in the background. We're not going to have the band come up. And we just want you to enjoy your time here. Take a gift. And every time you think about being a righteous man, think about listening first. Listening works with everything. It works with God. It works in your relationships. It works in your marriage. Listening first. Let's pray. Father, thank you that you love us. Thank you that you give us direction. You want us to do things. You want us to love our neighbor. But sometimes we jump that and we actually don't listen to what you have to say. We don't listen for your voice. And I pray here this morning that everyone in this room will listen to your voice. And that we will listen for it in everything we do, everywhere we go, so that you will help us keep on track. Help us to be humble. Help us to not pretend that we know everything. And help us to honor you with our lives and with what we do. So we thank you for what you're doing in our lives, what you're about to do in them as well. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I hope you have a great Father's Day, a great week, and we will see you next week.